I know who of you might be experiencing this kind of maybe tunnel, not carpal tunnel syndrome, just tunnel syndrome at the moment, dark tunnel syndrome. And I just want to encourage you with the word this morning. The Lord laid it on my heart, so I'm just speaking it here into the congregation. And I know there's some that aren't here tonight, this morning, that this word is also for them. And I just trust for just a deposit in the spirit for us as a congregation, just some encouragement this morning. And I know that some of us, I know of some that are really going through very tough and dark time at the moment. And I want to encourage you that this is really a picture that the Lord gave me of a tunnel. I mean, you guys have, most of us have driven through the Duitse Kloof tunnel and so on, and it's a long tunnel. And maybe the first time that you drove through it, it felt endless. I mean, it's 11 kilometers, and you just don't know, and it's curves and turns as well, and you don't know when the end of the tunnel is going to come, if you didn't know how long it was and you weren't watching the odometer. But at some point, that sunlight just breaks through and you see the end of the tunnel over there, and it's quite a relief. I've gone through that tunnel on my motorcycle, and that's not very nice. It's a long tunnel and a lot of fumes, and I was in a hurry, and I wouldn't do it again. Again, sorry. See, it's still affecting me. But there is light at the end of the tunnel, and the Lord laid a few scriptures on my heart that I want to encourage us with this morning. The first one's in Isaiah 43, verse 16. So I'm reading the New King James says, "Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters." Isaiah just referring to the Red Sea Exodus. And I mean, we don't have to go far to have a look at the sea. And if you're contemplating traveling somewhere and you don't have a boat or a submarine, and you go and you end up at the beach, you're not even going to consider that as a passageway to somewhere else. You're going to make another plan. You're going to find some other route to Cape Town or wherever you might be on your way to. The sea is not an option. This is not a road for us. This is not a passageway. This is impossible. It's not even thinkable. We don't even go there. We don't even look there. And maybe there's some people here this morning, and you're in such a dark room or a dark tunnel, and you don't know which way, and you don't know when the light is going to break through. You don't know how much longer or how much further. And you started already thinking of possible ways of how your salvation can come in this area, of how you can get breakthrough, of what maybe the Lord is going to do for you. You maybe start praying in a direction already, and you just haven't experienced breakthrough yet. I want to encourage you that it's just stay close to Jesus. Just sit at his feet and just keep praying and asking him, presenting your case, laying your situation, supplicating your situation to him, and asking him what he wants to do, instead of us so often telling him what he's going to do or what we want him to do. Because where you don't see a way, what options and alternatives that you don't even consider as possible is possible for the Lord. Should I just verify that for us? The next scripture: what is impossible with man is possible with God. What is impossible to you, and in this point in time, it seems impossible. This is a worst-case scenario than highly unlikely. This is impossible. It's not going to happen. Okay? Like the Stormers scoring four tries in a game. All right? It seems impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Sorry. Just getting excited here. No, but your situation is not impossible to God. Your breakthrough is around the corner. And I want to encourage you with that. The Lord watches over his word and is ready to perform it. And there's someone or some people here or some people in the church that need to hear this message that your breakthrough is around the corner, but it's not going to come in the way that you expect it to come. And you might just be praying slightly in the wrong direction at the moment. And I just want you to reconsider that. Because you know what? When God brings breakthrough, He wants all the glory. Okay? And so if you are busy devising a scheme on the side, it's almost certain that God's not going to operate in that way, because you might just take all the glory for that. All right? And He's here for His glory. He protects us in our ignorance, you know. And hallelujah, He's a patient God, much more than us. Okay? But I want to encourage you that the breakthrough is coming for whoever that is meant for, and I believe it's for all of us in certain aspects. I think all of us are going through certain challenges. At any point in time, that railroad analogy, the two rails, at any point in time, you've got some things that are going for you in life and some good things happening, and you've also got some challenges at any point in time. It's not so much a roller coaster up and down, but it's that dual track with some good stuff and some challenges at the same time. So we've all got a few tunnels that we're trying to work through at the moment. Isaiah 42, verse 16. So I'll bring the blind by a way they did not know. I will lead them in paths they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked places straight. These things I'll do for them and not forsake them. You know, when we're in a dark tunnel, when we cannot see, when it's so dark around us, automatically we feel alone. We feel like we're going through it alone. You can't see your hand before your face, it's so dark, and you certainly can't see God doing something around you because it's just blacked out, it's dark. Let me tell you, He's busy working. He's busy bringing you closer to that door that's going to open and the light's just going to come bursting in. He's going to turn darkness into light for you. If we have to equate ourselves to the blind in that situation, and the Lord is the one who leads us in paths that we have not known. Okay, a blind man, maybe there's a certain path that he knows, you know, that he walks often, maybe with some help or whatever. Now you want to take a blind man somewhere he's never been before. He's going to kind of freeze because he doesn't know where to put his foot next. Or maybe there's a sheer cliff or something that he could maybe stumble over. He doesn't know, okay? The Lord, we are like a blind man being led by the Lord, completely dependent upon Him. In your challenge, in your situation that you are going through at the moment, your salvation, your aid is from the Lord. You've got to be completely dependent upon Him. Okay, we cannot come up with our own. That blind man that is being set on a path that he has not known, he needs help all the way. You cannot go it on your own. You need God to lead you. And He's faithful to do that. He's faithful to help us. We find ourselves in a situation that we cannot overcome. We are struggling here. We need His help, and He knows that, and He wants to help us. This is our Father God. He wants to help us. No father likes to see his child struggling and suffering. He wants to help us, and He will help you. We just need to place our faith and our trust in Him again. Like the blind man, we just need to put our hand in His hand so that He can lead us. My question to you this morning is, can a blind man be stubborn? I think some blind men can be stubborn. We need to just let go of that foolish pride and just put our hand in the Lord. Say, Lord, I need your help here. I'm at the end of my strength. This is where you need to take over. You know, God was there the whole time. He wanted to take over a long time ago. But sometimes we prevent Him from helping us. He will make the crooked path straight. I mean, how many of us don't feel like we're on this windy road and full of potholes and bumps and dangers? We just don't know quite where this is going or if it's going anywhere good. God can change that path that you're on, and He can put you on a new straight path. Wherever you find yourself, whatever challenge you find yourself in, no matter how lost you feel and how difficult the road seems ahead, the Lord can change it. He can change it like that. He can make a crooked path straight in an instant. We need to come back to the Lord. We need to commit our plans to Him. When you commit your plans to the Lord, He will bring it to pass. Obviously, if it's within His will for your life. But there's a blessing that God wants to bring on your road and on your plans that you won't have if you don't commit it to Him. And if you don't listen to Him, maybe that plan that you have is not His plan. And so we need to listen. Is this path that we're on, is it a straight path or a crooked path? Do we even know? If we are blind, we don't know. And we might be walking, we think we can do it. Maybe you get some brave blind men that will walk that crooked path without any help. But if that's a crooked path, they're sure to fall off that path, not before long. So we need to swallow our pride, put our hand in the hand of God, and just ask Him to lead us on His path for our life. He says He'll do these things for us. He will not forsake us. God has not forgotten you. There's nothing you can do to make God angry at you. That sin that sometimes trips us up, Jesus paid the price for that in full. God is no longer angry with you. He's just waiting for you, like the loving father waiting for the prodigal son to come home. Let's just come back to the Lord. So what I want to tell you, there's light at the end of the tunnel. The challenge that you are in at the moment, maybe it's a small challenge, maybe you know it's a massive one. There is hope for you. There is hope. There's always hope. As long as there's Christ, there's hope. Jesus Christ is our hope of glory. There is hope in no other name. He's our hope of life. He's our hope of abundant life. He's our hope of eternal life. He's our hope of sharing in God's glory. Whatever we can do for ourselves in this life cannot compare with the glory of God. Why do we even bother trying to do things without God? Let us include God in all our ways and our plans. He will make our path straight. We will share in His glory. It's not an easy life. As Christ suffered, we will also go through suffering, but He goes through it with us. He goes through that tunnel with us. It's not a life without dark tunnels, but it's a life where there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And that light is Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. You know, the end of the famous chapter on love. Paul writes, but these three remain, faith, hope, and love. That is like our lowest common denominator. Our irreducible complexity. If you have to take everything away in life, this is what we are left with. Faith, hope, and love. And it's because this is what comes from God. This is what cannot be taken away. This is available to you all the time. You can give it away. You want to give it away. But this comes from God and this is there available to you all the time. The next scripture says that the hope that we have doesn't disappoint because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit that was given to us. Our hope is not an empty one. Because we know that Christ is faithful. We've received the deposit, the promise of the Holy Spirit. So we know that we know. The faith that we have was given to us by God. No one can confess Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. It's not us that conjured up the faith by ourselves. No, God was there and He gave us faith. He revealed Himself to us. He drew us to Himself. He gave us the faith to make that good confession. The love that we have is from God by His Holy Spirit. And the hope that we have is Jesus Christ. He is our hope of glory. With Jesus, everything is going to be okay. No matter how bad your situation is. Some people just need to hear that everything is going to be okay. Just stay close to Jesus. Just hang on to Him. If you feel like you're just hanging on to the hem of His garment, well, that's enough. That's enough to heal the sickest person in the world. That's enough to bring salvation to the most lost one. Just you stay close to Jesus. And He's not trying to run away from you. It's not like you're trying to run after Him. None of us found Jesus. He found us. God draws us to Himself. He's given us a new life and a new path, a new direction, a new nature. Everything that we are as we're sitting here is from God. Everything that is good in us. And then there's still things that we are working through that God is helping us with. But apart from God, we would not be here this morning. And we would not be able to rejoice, and we would not be blessed, and we would not have peace. We would not know where we're going. We would have all kinds of fears and insecurities. Some of us don't have to think very far back to what it was like before God. But you know what? We quickly forget once we're believers, because life is actually good as a believer. And we raise our standard, and so some challenges come in, and some of them are massive, yes. And other challenges, man, they just make life a tad uncomfortable, and we just don't want to put up with that. And I'm not saying you need to put up with that. But life is going to have some challenges, but there's always something to praise God for. God is good to us. He loves us. He saved us. When the 70 returned, and they said, wow, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Jesus said, don't rejoice about that. Rejoice that your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. This is what all of us can rejoice about. Rejoice. Some of us have forgotten what it's like to rejoice. May God return to us the joy of our salvation, where that is our first prize, where Jesus is our exceedingly great reward. That's all that's really important, where He's our treasure. That treasure that's so precious that you will, if you find that hidden treasure, that buried treasure, that you'll sell all you have to buy that field, to secure that treasure, to make sure it's yours. He's all that's important to you. Our hope is not in vain. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. I just want to pray for us this morning that the Lord will really come in and restore hope. So I've just really experienced that this is something that the enemy loves to come and steal from us as well, is hope. Because it steals from our relationship with Christ. It steals from the purpose for which Christ came. It steals from the glory of the cross. Because if Jesus Christ has a hope of glory, then the center of that glory is at the cross. That is where our hope is situated, is at the cross of Jesus, at the cross of Christ. That is where your healing is. That is where your breakthrough is right now. It's at the cross. You go there. The crucified Christ, His blood is sufficient for every challenge that you have. His blood is sufficient to turn whatever darkness you have in your life into light. And it's real. We're not just talking stories. You know what I'm saying is the truth. And I know I'm testifying out of experience. I know many of you also experienced that. And if you haven't, I pray that the Lord will reveal that to you this morning, so that you will go to that cross, that your hope may be restored, and that you can go and just pray at the feet of Jesus, and you trust Him, and you wait patiently for that breakthrough. But it will come. Might be in a tunnel, but the light will come. Might not see the light yet, but it will come. And will not come too late. The Lord is never late. And actually, even though I say wait patiently. We don't wait for God. He's waiting for us. He's doing something in your life. He's busy at work. God doesn't sleep. He's always at work in you. And He knows what's best, like a loving Father, except He's the omniscient, all-knowing, loving Father who exists outside of time. He knows what is best for you. And maybe if you find yourself between a rock and a hard place and it's a bit of a squeeze at the moment and it's tough, but you are hanging on to the Lord and you're faithful in that, then I want to tell you that God is doing a mighty work in you and He's saving you from something that would potentially be a much worse situation. And He's building something into you that will prepare you and equip you for the time that is to come. Trust the Lord. Don't go making your own plans while you're in the tunnel because you can't see your hand before your face. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, that you are our loving Father. Lord, thank you that our hope is not in vain. Thank you that we can know this, Lord, because we don't just have a relationship with you. We're in a love relationship with you. And our hope is in the glory of Jesus Christ. Our hope is in what happened at the cross of Calvary. Our hope is in the blood of Jesus, the blood which is more than enough for us, the blood which is sufficient for all our need, for every struggle, every pain, every hurt, every wound, every challenge. Jesus, your blood is enough for everyone here, everyone in this church, Lord. Your blood is sufficient. I pray, Lord God, for that revelation. Even right now and continuing in this week, Lord, that there will be a grace to come to you once more and to lay down that challenge at your feet. To trust you for that breakthrough. To trust you for the strength to go on. For the courage to continue, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you will come and restore hope. Come and return to us the joy of our salvation. Where the enemy has stolen, Lord, I pray that you will restore in multiples, Lord God. Pray, Lord, that you'll come and bind up broken hearts here this morning. I pray, Lord God, that you will come and deposit that trust and that faith, Lord, that, Lord, you are our light. You are the one who leads us. You are always with us. You have not given up on us. You will never forsake us. That you love us, Lord. We can trust you. We have hope. Because the one that we place our hope in is one who loves us immeasurably beyond what we can imagine. God, you demonstrated your love for us at the cross by sending your own only begotten Son to die for us. That is a love, Lord, that we do not comprehend fully, Lord. We cannot fully identify with that, Lord. What that cost you, Lord. And that you would do it for us sinners. We thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for your love. We thank you for the plans that you have for us. Thank you, Lord, that you wanted us to know you so badly. You know that you are our only way. You're the only truth and you're our only life. I pray, Lord, that you'll breathe life into the dead areas in our lives. Bring new life, Lord. Bring new hope. You can just keep your heads bowed. if you are really going through a tough time at the moment, I mean, you know when it's plain as sailing and you know when it's tough times. If you're going through a tough time, I just want you to raise your hand. I just want to trust God just to come and intervene in that situation specifically for you. Father, I just want to thank you, Lord. I want to thank you for these people that are calling on your name. These people, Lord, that are hurting. They maybe not sure where to turn or which avenue, Lord. Maybe they've grown tired of waiting, Lord God. Maybe they've started losing hope. Father, I pray, Lord God, that you will intervene in their situations, that you'll bring new hope for them. I pray, Lord, just for a deposit, Lord, in their spirit, even right now, Lord, a deposit of light. Where there was just darkness a few minutes ago, Lord, light. Speak light into that place. I declare, Lord, that you will lead them, that you will get them through this, Lord. You are going through it with them. And maybe they've experienced that no one really understands what they're going through and no one has an answer for them. I thank you, Lord, you understand fully what they're going through and you have the perfect answer for them. I pray, Lord, that you'll bless them in that and meet them at that point of need. In Jesus' name. Lord, I speak your blessing and your protection over this church. I plead your blood, Lord Jesus, over us, Lord. And I thank you for your presence, your protection, your provision in our lives. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Don't you want to take a minute and pray with the person next to you? And just, if you have the liberty to share a prayer request with the person next to you, then do so and then pray for each other around that. Otherwise, just speak blessing and hope, and as the Lord leads you, just pray for the person next to you. Is that okay? Okay. Thanks, guys. We can just...